Andrew Reitemeyer raises what I think is a very pertinent point, not something we've touched on yet today. And he's making the point that, also mentioning the filling station problem, but they're making the point about micro-generation. He actually uses the quite nice phrase of our home brewing kits for energy, a practical proposition. In other words, this whole idea that we've gone from scaling up from a fireplace in a house to a power station supplying us with energy from a remote site, coming back now to micro-generation and home creation of energy and electricity again.
Well, home energy generation is definitely a big thing that has got to come in the future, because the more that you generate locally, the less transport is involved of resources, and then that means the more efficient the system is going to be. And when it comes to a system like the kind that I study, where we're looking at turning organic wastes into energy, then sort of a home scale doesn't really work, because if you look at the amount of organic waste that each home produces, even if you were to invent the most amazing system that could get all of the energy out of that waste, it's nowhere near enough to provide the family with its needs. So what you would actually have to be bringing in crops from around the local fields. So you'd have to have at least a sort of community level, or maybe a block level plant. And I think that those minimum scale limitations apply to most of the technologies. One of the best things going on at the moment is that you can get your domestic wind, your domestic photovoltaic panels on the roof of your house, and those are working very well. And you can get some good schemes going on at the moment and actually make money out of those.